Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, life-transforming advice, Shir number 59. The Chazon Ish wrote, it's in Hilchos Shabbos, they wrote that a person with wisdom would not become angry at an insane person who wrongs him. And that should be our attitude towards someone who wrongs us because of lack of spiritual sensitivity or a lack of good character. Because there's no real difference between a person who lacks sanity and a person who behaves improperly. It's an interesting thought. Now, with this thought, I believe one needs to take it with a grain of salt, because when you think about it, there is responsibility when you have a lack of character to try to improve it. Because ein adam oiver aveira ela im kein nechnes by ruach shtus, right? A person does not do an aveira unless a certain level of insanity befalls him. But over there, there's bechira and there's accountability, and he has to work on improving that. That's a level of sanity that he needs to learn, or she needs to learn to attain themselves. But nevertheless, the bottom line is after everything's said and done, when someone did fall into that lapse, and you see it from the outside, it's a lapse in their good judgment. And there's a sensitivity to that. They're not there yet in the awareness. And that will remove a lot of the anger. It brings down someone, I don't know who he is, someone, Rav Yitzchak Meltzin. He said he never got angry at another person. If anyone insulted him, he always ignored it, because he said it was wrong to insult someone. And if this person did so, it was because he lacks the necessary understanding. Why should I be angry at someone for his ignorance? By the way, this is so important, again, of what your attitude has to be before someone does an aveira and afterwards. Sometimes someone consciously does something wrong, and of course they need to do tshuva on it. But what motivated them to get to that place, there needs to be an understanding and a working through with them. He brings another story. Rabbi Yaakov Neumann, who was a Rosh Hashiva in Ari Yisrael, he related that he was a Talmud in Lamja. He entered the home of his teacher. His teacher's name was Rabbi Moshe Rosenstein. And he observed that his teacher was testing a young child, what he learned that week. And when Rabbi Neumann asked him who the child was, Rabbi Moshe whispered to him, "He's the child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the child of Hashem." Now he looked puzzled. So Rabbi Moshe explained, "If I told you he is the son of this and that person, you would then feel that you know his identity. But the identity of an educator is to keep in mind that all his students are children of Hashem." When a teacher has this attitude, he or she will be patient to educate each student at their own pace, with their own derech. So now we're going to discuss certain techniques to overcome anger. If a person wronged you, don't hate him silently or her silently, but you confront that person, but in a derech heretic way after you calm down. Why did you do this? And then if he asks forgiveness, or she asks for forgiveness, you forgive. By calmly confronting the person and telling them how you feel about what they have done, you will frequently be able to bring a reconciliation. Some people find it easier to talk against someone behind their back, but they should force themselves not to do that, to rather turn to the person directly who wronged them and communicate. It's difficult, but the beneficial result is that it will straighten things out 95% of the time, and the discussion will outweigh the initial unpleasantness. Just remember what your goal is, to find a peaceful settlement and talk in that polite way. In marriage, sometimes it's necessary as well. Instead of burying it deep in and then saying Lashon Hara about your wife or husband to your relatives, work on a healthy communication to communicate to each other when problems arise in a derech heretic way. Now, if you're unable to confront someone in person, sometimes you could do role-playing. Imagine that person, tell aloud why you're angry at them. Role-play what the other person would state in their defense as best as you could. That itself may give you ideas. It'll put into your mind, hey, that other person's negative behavior towards me made sense. And it'll overcome your resentment to a great degree. Another etza is that when you become angry due to whatever incident that took place, You have the ability to calm yourself by asking questions like this. Was it really so important what had happened? What could have been worse? And if you have a long list of what could have been worse, it'll be easier to you to deal with this. What is my actual loss in this situation? What can I learn from this to prevent similar things from happening again? And the more questions you challenge yourself with, the greater the chance you will look at the situation in a way that will remove your anger. What are worse things than this? What am I really losing? And you'll realize you're not losing much. And your anger will go away. If you know that someone might do something that is likely to get you angry, mentally prepare in advance and accept it. Expect that person may be insulting or may be harsh, and you brace yourself, and that will help you stay calm. That piece of advice is brought down in the Reishis Chachma Shar Hanava Perakei. That effective technique will save you from many machlokes that tend to repeat itself. When you realize a difficult person is coming into your Dalet Amos, prepare for it, understand it, and train yourself how to react. When you are expecting someone to do something improper, you have a greater ability to handle the situation effectively than when you're totally caught unaware. So be aware of your options for constructive behavior in those situations. Prepare yourself in advance. So normally when you automatically react with anger, if someone speaks to you in a certain tone of voice or behaves in a certain way, now picture yourself not doing so with this difficult person and respond in a productive manner and try to repeat that in your mind again and again until you feel secure the actual behavior will improve towards that person. Another thing is that before asking someone for a favor, realize they may not grant you the favor. Expect when you ask someone, can you do me a favor? I need you to do this and this. Expect them to say no. Although you should use strategies to try to influence that person to help you, but accept him or her if they refuse. Even before asking them a favor, think about beforehand, I'm asking them to do me a taiva. They may say no. How am I going to judge them positively if they do not help me? And think about that. You could use different things, being Dalek HaSchus for whatever reason they're not able to today, or just having B'tochen and Hashem. I'm just doing my Hishtadlis. Hashem is the real one that helps me. If he won't help me by me getting help from this person, he'll help me by getting help from another person. Harbei Shluchim Lamakim. There's many agents that could help that Hashem uses to help me. So if I don't get it from him, this favor, I could get it from somewhere else. This way, when you prepare yourself and you ask that person for the favor, you're prepared if they reject it and don't give you do that favor for you without anger. So Slanter is brought down to shame him that if you started feeling angry at someone for something that they did or did not do, focus on your own faults. Think about all the things you have to do to improve yourself, how you are not utilizing your full potential. And if you will be concerned with correcting yourself, then the other person's faults seem irrelevant or insignificant. And when you see a fault in someone else, try to find an area in which you have that a shortcoming that relates to that midah. And if you do that, you'll be free of anger. You saw someone that was angry. You say, well, am I always calm? Am I always not angry? You caught someone looking at something they shouldn't have looked. What about me? Am I always careful myself not to look at improper things? So you look at yourself in the mirror and you find a certain level of thought. Tzadikim used to do this, by the way. The Baal Shem Tov said, Hashem Tzilcha, that Hashem is like a mirror. A mirror meaning that when you see a fault of somebody else, that means you have it within you. That doesn't mean if a tzaddik saw a real coarse sin of someone hitting somebody or committing adultery, that means that the tzaddik himself hit somebody and committed adultery. That's not what it means. What the Baal Shem Tov means is that you still have a subtle aspect of it within you. A tzaddik saw someone hit somebody, a tzaddik analyzes themselves if they have a subtle amount of sinas chinam within him, or willing, or a tiny, tiny, tiny motivation to hurt somebody, and they try to uproot it from their life. If they saw Gili Arayas, an adultery aspect, they think about it, that they ever have not clean thoughts in whatever subtle way it is. That's what it means. But basically, when you look at your own faults, then When you see it other people's faults, you won't be angry and self-righteous about it. The Meiri brings down that there was once a famous king that had a major fault that the king always became angry very easily. He was a good king, but this was one midah that he had trouble overcoming. But to overcome this harmful midah, he wrote three lines on a piece of paper and appointed one of his servants to show it to him whenever he started to become angry. The first line said, "Remember that you are a being who has been created and you are not the creator." Number two, "Remember that you are flesh and blood and you will eventually be eaten by worms." Number three, "Remember that there is no mercy on you in the future if you do not have mercy on others." I'm going to repeat it again. This is from Sefer Hamidos Lameiri. I think it's a liquid of Sefer based on Midos. I don't know which edition it is, but it says it's page 239. So again, these three things are, number one, remember that you are a being who has been created and you are not the creator. Number two, remember that you are flesh and blood and will eventually be eaten by worms. And number three, remember that there is no mercy on you in the future if you do not have mercy on others. Set aside amounts of money. Shara Nova brings this down. Reishis Chachma Shara Nova Paragimel. Set aside amounts of money that you will give away before you become angry. And be sure there's a sufficient amount of money to make you think twice before becoming angry. Ravik de Miller used to say a fascinating thing over here. With someone doing something wrong, and basically if you do this or if you break, let's say you want to have a midah that you want to not eat anything between breakfast and lunch. And if I eat something, I'm going to give $10 to tzedakah. And he always used to say, not just the tzedakah of the opposite of your shita, let's say. So if you're one chassidus and you don't like another one, you're going to give tzedakah to the other one. You know, whatever. He used to say that in a sort of half-joking way. But that is really a tremendous yisoid here. So again, the lesson, very important lessons of how to remove anger and to be done the kavshus, and we work through it, we will see a tremendous amount of Yeshuas and Refuas and Klal Yisrael, and in our own lives and in our own marriages. Bracha v'atzlacha.